It's Audio Mo day four, and I've just finished one of my regular Sunday morning activities, which is downloading the images from a camera trap that we've got in the back garden and sorting through them just to see what it's picked up. We've had it for a good number of years now. And I've usually set it just to record sort of at night, because if you leave it running all day, it records hundreds of things. And it's good, been a good way of assessing what sort of wildlife we get into our garden, because it backs onto fields. So we get a lot of the usual sort of bird life. There is tits, the pigeons, the odd pheasants, woodpeckers, that sort of thing. We get quite a few deer too. The muntjac's very common, and increasingly post-pandemic, we're also seeing some Chinese water deer coming in. Very rarely though. Badgers are also common, and we do have a fox, which obviously seems to include our garden on its nightly rounds, which is interesting. The deer are a bit of a mixed blessing. Certainly, I think the effect of the lockdown and the pandemic not only allowed them to increase their numbers, I think, but they've become much more. Or what I say, less anxious. Certainly, the Chinese water deer, you would normally only see them at dawn in the distance on a hedge line. Now you'll see them in daylight in the open fields. And the muntjac, for the first time, we've seen a female muntjac bring one of her young right into our garden. So they're obviously feeling much more adventurous. So we're having a slight price to pay in terms that they are fond of certain plants that we plant out. So it's a little bit heartbreaking. You grow seedlings out in the cold frame, and you plant them out in the border, and within 2 days the deer have come on and nibbled all the flower heads and leaves off. So it's a sort of a balance to sort of strike between letting them have a little bit and not sort of shutting them out completely. The hedge is quite sort of porous, so it would require a sort of quite a tough bit of fencing if we really want to stop that. We're not sure if it's worth the effort. On the whole, judging by the camera, it looks like they mostly graze on the lawn, which is fine. One of the apple trees they take a liking to, and you can see them on the camera chewing on the odd leaf. But yeah, and a couple of little perennials this year that we've put out, they've clearly liked the flower heads. And tulips, it's a bit of a lottery. Sometimes they will come in, and as soon as the tulips start showing their heads in early spring, they'll eat them, and then that's it for the year. And if they miss them, then we enjoy the tulips. So again, it's a bit of a lottery. But it's nice to sort of see and sort of get a sense that we're sort of on the edge of the sort of the rural countryside, and I sort of see the animals as them coming in. We get a lot of images of our cat who's out at night, and I've seen him a couple of times happily following a badger up and down the garden, which I think, gosh, needs to be a bit careful, because the badger's at least three times his size, but he's got a clean pair of heels. Anyway, it's certainly an interesting activity that I quite enjoy doing every Sundays.